Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. Police reported Monday that a man was found dead in Berlin-Wilmersdorf late Sunday evening. According to police, the 21-year-old man is said to have been accompanied by a woman who was transporting money from a business to a night safe. He was severely attacked with a knife and died from his injuries. The woman was only injured. Authorities reported that a local resident called the police to Bundesallee about 10:45 p.m., where the victims were discovered. Media reports that the man was killed in a robbery were not confirmed by a police spokeswoman to the RBB yesterday. Details of the exact facts and the circumstances of death are still unclear, and the homicide division is investigating. Berlin Briefing will bring you more details when they are known. The Berlin-Brandenburg Customs Investigation Squad has convicted a drug gang and confiscated 2,600 hemp plants and more than 1 kilo of sellable cannabis. The plants were grown in Britz, Wannsee, and Schöneberg, and the investigators discovered the gang because they ordered seedlings via mail, and one package was damaged. The drugs were worth up to €800,000, and four men were arrested and charged. Two Stolpersteine, or stumbling stones, were stolen from the pavement in Neukölln. A pedestrian noticed the disappearance on Monday and called the police. Stolpersteine are small memorials of victims of the Nazi regime, mostly Jews who were deported to concentration camps. The stumbling stones are usually placed in front of the houses where the victims used to live. A 23-year-old man who damaged an ambulance on Friday will probably lose his driver's license. The man also attacked medics who were called to Akita to resuscitate a small child. The ambulance was parked in front of his car for about an hour, prohibiting him from driving away, which angered the man. The child did survive, but is still in the hospital. First response units have been repeatedly reporting hostility from bystanders and onlookers, but Friday's incident stands out to even the most experienced responders. Local authorities are checking into the man's fitness to possess a driver's license. A complaint for damage of property has been filed, and the father of the child reported the man for failure to assist a person in danger. According to culture senator Klaus Lederer, the occupation of the Berlin Volksbühne by anti-capitalism and anti-gentrification activists caused €10,000 in damages, and he added that one must be happy that the costs aren't higher. It is unclear who is responsible for covering the costs, as Lederer wants to wait until investigations are finished. The building was evacuated by the police after 1 week. In order to celebrate 100 years of the Russian October Revolution, a group of communist activists drove six vehicles through Berlin's streets on Sunday and Monday. One truck had a Russian tank loaded on a trailer, and another trailer resembled a warship. The demonstration was planned by the nonsensical, quote, Club for Unliteral Use of Literature and Unusual Brechtplans, who want to encourage new communist activities. The October Revolution led to the end of monarchy in Russia and the fall of Tsar Nicholas II. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.